Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Show Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. We're watching the Brewers get schlacked at Miller Park again. Now it's 10-4 after Lorenzo Cain drops a ball out of his glove. It looked like he had it. I thought he completed the process of the catch.
Yeah.
Dez Bryant and Calvin Johnson would also maybe agree. I don't know.
He took two full steps before he hit the wall.
And then, rams into the wall.
And then the ball pops out.
How?
It doesn't matter.
This is brutal. No, but this game, they were still in this game.
Up until that point.
Yeah, you're still in this game. They can score six runs in 12 outs.
What are you talking about?
They have to. They have to be able to score this kind of runs.
Let me explain something to you. This is not last year's team. There's no real positive energy about this team. There's not any special stuff, special sauce that goes along with this team.
There's no Michael's Secret stuff that they can drink at halftime?
No, not that I've seen.
No.
Have you? I mean, you're doing a lot of these post-game shows.
Yeah, I've seen them pull a little bit of magic this year, a couple of times.
Is this comparable to last year?
No.
Well, okay. Before we just continually say no right away, let's look at some of it. They went through stretches like this last year where they didn't get the lucky bounce for a couple of months.
Well, the problem is the pitching wasn't like this last year, and that's the
pitching wasn't great last year in the beginning of the year either.
They rotated the bullpen.
It wasn't this.
The
numbers may say the same, but this is not. I don't do numbers, and we got a number guy that comes on once a week. But just from eye tests, it doesn't feel or look the same. You got issues. I mean, you got issues with Peralta. I mean,
yeah.
You can just keep
all
going.
Teams have issues.
I mean, Steve tried to save. I'm gonna give Steve some credit. He tried to save Peralta
because
he
did.
Likes him so much. He should be catched by this guy. This guy should catch.
Yep. Peña caught him today. Got
right.
Rocked. Mm-hmm.
So you really find out is not the catcher is Peralta.
Hey, he's keeping the ball up in the zone too much.
Yeah.
He's leaving the ball over the middle of the plate. But there's early, it's opportunities.
How many starting pitchers they got now?
Well, they had like 10, and now they had 6 that were planning on being in the rotation yesterday. And Corbin Burns apparently going to the bullpen. They got guys that can make starts. Chase Anderson going to go to the IL, but they'll be okay. Come on now. It's May. It's May 2nd.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, I'd love it for you to.
Come on now. You got that from Tim, right? Or have you always said that?
I got that from when I was like 8 years old being the bench kid in baseball, chewing seeds. Okay. Come on, kid. Come on, here. Here we go, Sticks. Yeah. Let's go, 11. Come on, here, Sticks. Okay. Come on, here. Little base hit, little knock hit right here.
You're sitting down there with your shoes untied.
Just checking.
Yeah, I wasn't playing. Come on, kidding me.
Yeah.
Backup first baseman.
Just checking. Because nobody says that other
than
you and
him. They're
right here. So.
They're right there. They got the top of the order coming up. Travis Shaw just missed a 3-run jet. They're in this game. And John Gray on the mound, there's no reason why they can't win this game. I refuse to say that.
I think they'll give up 14 runs
before
it's over.
Well, Tim's not going to get on here until 6.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, Tim, I would just stay home.
Whatever.
Is he here? Oh, yeah, he is here.
He's hanging out.
Come on now, he's hanging out. We got post-game.
He might as well go back home and just let you do the post-game show by yourself at 6.
He can listen to a good big show between now and 6, then.
Yeah. Ben Gamel gives it a little ride. Okay, come on now. Close enough. 414-799-1250. Brewers down 10-4. Tim Allen joins us for post-game meets the big show whenever that thing wraps up at Miller Park. Brewers at least get a split if they can win today. They take 3 of 4 from the Colorado Rockies in this 4-game set.
What time do we say this game is
going to be over? Starting this thing out. Well, we were planning on it being
3:30.
3:15, 3:30.
We
might be in that, aren't we?
We're nowhere near that ballpark at this point right now. Game started at 12:10.
If this game gets to
the bottom of the 5th inning.
If this game gets to the 7th in 24 minutes, you got to crack at 3:30.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's going to get to the 7th in 24 minutes.
Now, that's post-game math right there. You start rationing out exactly how long you got to go, because you got to ration about 12 minutes per inning.
Yep.
You can line it up. You can feel it possibly coming through.
You do that show for a decade. You figure it out quick.
So you've rationed out how long it could possibly go for Bucks games. Now, obviously, 13 years doing the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show.
7 o'clock game is done at 9:20-ish.
So. 7:08 tip-off?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 9:20-ish, you're pretty much done.
Guys, it's a Throwback Thursday brought to you by the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill just outside of the new Fiserv Forum. We got new information on that coming up all day long. We got the Four Tops bringing us out of the breaks today. We got Gary, Sparky, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Start out with some Bucks talk. And where John Horst made a little bit of news yesterday, gentlemen. We had the comments coming from Kane Pittman on Twitter late in the show yesterday. And Sparky, we read some of them last night before we got off the air of Kane Pittman hearing from John Horst. And John Horst's quote on Chris Middleton's impending free agency. And we ask, what do you think John Horst means by these comments when he says, quote, I'm not going to put going into dollars at all, but to me, it's just simple. Chris wants to be here. He said that publicly. This team wants to be a part of he wants to be a part of something. Market doesn't matter as much to the group we are playing with, and we want him to be here. Mm-hmm. To me, if the player wants to be somewhere and the team wants him to be there and have success, it typically all works itself out.
Who said that?
This was GM John Horst of your Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay.
Wasn't something similar said about Jabari Parker?
Did Horst say that about Jabari or no?
Something along those lines. Jabari Parker, long term, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
And then Giannis came and said something behind that too, I believe.
Yeah, because when Giannis said he wanted to hear Jabari long term, you right away said, well, if Giannis wants him, he's got to be.
Right?
He ain't going anywhere. If Giannis wants him, you can't let Giannis let Giannis down.
Right.
To me, and yesterday on the big show, I went beep, beep, beep. And Billy right away was like, here comes the Brinks truck. And I get that. And I'll just quick story here because he was just in the news the other day. It was CC Sabathia. When he was on his run, I never ever will forget being in that clubhouse and Sabathia. And all of a sudden, everybody starts going beep, 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 beep to Sabathia. Here comes the Brinks truck for CC. And they were constantly giving him crap about how much money he was going to make in free agency, which obviously he made a ton with the New York Yankees. And in this case here, look, if Middleton continues to play at the level he's playing at right now in the playoffs, and he plays this way throughout the remainder of the playoffs, he's going to make $30 or more million a year if he puts up big postseason numbers again. And the general manager will just simply look past the inconsistencies of his regular season and say, you look at the postseason last year and you look at the postseason this year, he's a big time player when you need him in the postseason. And that's something that they could very well point to and go, that's when we not need him to really play well. And the other thing is his numbers without Giannis on the floor. And we've talked about that throughout the year too. He's got good numbers when Giannis isn't out there and he tends to be that guy. So all of that works in his favor. The only thing in all of this really comes down to Mark Lazary and whether or not, now that he has control after this year, whether or not him and the ownership group really want to go into the luxury tax. Now, Wes Edens has said, yeah, I'm in. Let's do this. Mark Lazary has said, not so fast. Let's just see how far they go in the playoffs before we decide whether or not we want to pay all this crazy amount of money in the luxury tax. Because you still have to pay Brogdon, which is going to be $15 or more million a year. You still have to figure out if you want Brook Lopez back, and seemingly every Bucks fan thinks you have to bring Brook Lopez back.
Mm-hmm.
So what's he going to cost you? And I have absolutely no earthly idea what that's going to be, what his market value will be in the open market. Do you want Mirotić back? How much does that cost? I mean, there's a lot of money that's going to be spent this offseason by the Milwaukee Bucks if they try to keep this thing together. And can you keep this thing together if you pay them all what they want? And how far in the luxury tax are you going to go, and how much money are you going to have to pay back? And then all these guys are starting to their long-term deals, assumingly. And then if this thing blows up and doesn't work, you are screwed for quite a while. And
that's
true. That's a huge decision. I mean, it's a huge offseason for the Milwaukee Bucks. And if this team gets to the NBA Finals, I assume they're going to pay everybody going to the luxury tax, and that's that. The question is, they're in the gray area right now. This second round is the gray round. So if they get knocked out of the playoffs here in the second round, then what does Mark Lazary do? Because if you continue to read the reports about what this summer is going to look like, there was another report today. This one talking about the fact that Durant and Kawhi Leonard, according to sources, are considering the Brooklyn Nets this offseason possibly. And
hey, somebody's got to play for the Nets.
As the story goes, if they renounce their rights to D'Angelo Russell and find somebody to take, who was the other one? There's another player. They have room to sign two max-level guys in Brooklyn to go along with it. Well, guess what? If that happens, and then the Knicks get one or two guys, the Eastern Conference just got a whole bunch tougher. It got a whole bunch tougher off of a couple of signings if these guys all come to the Eastern Conference and play over here to get away from Golden State and Houston and those guys in the Western Conference. So you got to kind of play all that in too. I'm glad I'm not them. That's all I'm going to say. I'm glad I'm not John Horst. I'm glad I'm not Lazaring all those guys, because these are huge, huge decisions for this Milwaukee Bucks franchise this summer.
Not only is the cloud of uncertainty, Gary, hanging around the Milwaukee Bucks, but frankly around the entire NBA. A lot of people don't know where certain players are going to go, certain superstars are going to go. I mean, we mentioned the New York Knicks, the Brooklyn Nets, Kyrie Irving possibly could be on the move. Kevin Durant looks like he's all but gone from Golden State. Kawhi Leonard, however you want to say it. Kemba Walker is another one. Chris Middleton is in that list of guys that have been to an All-Star game that are going to be free agents at the end of the year. What do you hear when you hear John Horst say that about Chris Middleton before he hits free agency here in July?
Well, it sounds like they're going to pay him. But they're in a tough spot, the Bucks. I don't even know what you can do. I mean, you can say not pay him and then try to figure it out from there. But you're going to take a couple steps back before you take a couple steps forward. You're already
Unless
committed.
You get one of the other big ones.
Right. You already committed to Bledsoe, and you're not going to get one of the big ones, then just pay the guy that you have now. I mean, they're in just a really bad spot. Now, if Durant wants to come here.
Cool. Yeah,
Kawhi.
Cool.
You know, and those guys are ones, right? They're not number twos on the team.
Sure.
Right. Because we want Middleton to be two?
People want him to be better because they don't believe that he's a two person on a championship-winning team.
Can you give me a two, name of a two guy?
Jimmy Butler.
Okay. You got another
one? I don't play into all this.
I don't think you can win a championship with Jimmy Butler as your one. Yeah. So,
okay.
You don't
play in the one and two thing?
No, I don't believe that, because I believe that if you have a team that plays well together and fits into a system, I don't care who's a one, who's a two, who's a three.
That's what you have with the Bucks. Give me another two. Name another two, Steve.
Was Tony Parker a two?
Yes. Correct.
No, they were a team.
Duncan.
Okay.
Duncan was definitely one on that team. Yeah.
Well, not
in the Parker and then Ginobili.
I think
that's how I line it up.
Yeah, but in the latter years, I think they passed him up.
On the latter years, but I'm saying when they were winning championships. I don't know about the last one they won. Okay, maybe the last one. But we're talking his whole career.
Yeah, he was the guy. Yes, yes. It was built around him.
Correct.
Yes, no doubt about it.
So now we're talking about Giannis here.
Give me another name or two. Jimmy Butler, two. Give me another two.
Another two.
Just trying to get some
names. Would a Kemba Walker be a two?
Paul George.
Paul George is a good two.
Right. Paul George is another one. I don't think he's good enough. Well, he obviously wasn't.
Is Westbrook a one?
Yeah.
Or
probably.
Two.
One. He hasn't played like one.
Well, he's not going to play as a two to anybody.
That's true.
I mean,
Jimmy Butler. So we got Jimmy Butler. Paul George is a good one. Any other twos out there?
I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to sit here and think about it. I mean, Kawhi Leonard has had the opportunity to be a one.
He's a one.
And I think he still is a one at this point. Durant obviously is a one.
Like a CJ McCollum, people knock him for not being good enough. So he fits into the role that he's not good enough to be a two.
That's another one.
Because where's Portland at?
Yeah.
Now, Klay Thompson was a two and now a three because you have Durant and Curry. But before it was just Curry and Klay
Just forget, is Klay Thompson a two?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I would say he's probably a second tier player behind a true superstar in that regard. I mean, you can look at Dwayne Wade while he was doing his thing. I mean, it was him and Shaq, and then it was him and LeBron, right? And when it was him and Shaq, Wade was the guy for sure. And then when it's him and LeBron, LeBron clearly was the guy in that role. Scottie Pippen was always that other guy to Michael Jordan and was never able to carry a team by himself to a championship. So, you know, if you go out and you bring in a Kawhi Leonard, or you bring in a Kevin Durant or something like that to play with Giannis, then they have to figure out who's what.
Right. And so I was trying to figure out, give me some names of these twos guys, and he's not really that far off. And you're right when you start talking about team concepts and how you want to go out and how you want to win. Sometimes it's the sum of the parts. I mean, which goes back into what Steve was saying the other day when he came out and said, well, it's about Bledsoe. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what Steve is saying. I mean, or when people say it was Bledsoe and Middleton, that's That's all, I mean.
It all encompasses
in some ways, Steve may not believe that, but that's what Steve was saying. Giannis ain't going to be, Giannis isn't LeBron, and he ain't going to win it by himself. Middleton's got to do something, or Bledsoe's got to step up his game. And so that makes it all more of a team concept than more of a who's a one, who's a two, and who's a three when you deal with the Milwaukee Bucks. So now, because you're winning, you have to overpay. And if they win, they're going to have to overpay for Middleton if they want to keep him.
See, that doesn't make any sense, what you just said.
I know.
If they're not winning, have to overpay.
No.
Because that nobody wants to play here, so you have to overpay to get somebody to play here.
No, because you're in a situation. So if they're not winning,
then you have to overpay.
Well, no. It all depends on what your team is. So, like, if you don't have a Giannis, you're not winning, you overpay somebody to come in.
To sell tickets.
Yeah.
But like John Salmons. You had to overpay him to come back because you thought he was as good as he was, and he may have an opportunity to go play somewhere that's our chance of winning, so we overpaid. Mm-hmm. In this situation, I don't think you have to overpay. In this situation, and maybe I'm feeling the Mark Lazary confidence right now, but in this situation, I think you could get one of those guys maybe to come here and play with Giannis. Why not? Why wouldn't Kawhi Leonard doesn't like the media. Kawhi Leonard wants to be unassuming and out of the deal, right? You can't get further out of the deal than in Milwaukee. Right? There's no media pressure in Milwaukee per se.
Right. And he's
So Steve, you think one of these guys want to be in Milwaukee?
I don't know. But I'm saying you have to overpay now.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm going to overpay,
you're
then
you're going to overpay for the success of the team, for the success that you're having with your team.
Give me. If I got to pay max money, I'll give max money to a true superstar than Middleton. I guess is where I'm at. If I'm going to have to pay max money, then let me see if I can get one of these other guys instead of Chris Middleton before I go down that road.
You get nothing,
and you get burned. That's what it is.
And then you're the guy that was standing at the bar trying to see if you could hit on the 9 when you had a 7 coming home to you every single night. 414-799-1250.
But see, that's really the deal here, because you're in a situation with Middleton and Brogdon where I think they both probably tell you, we're going to try to make the most money we can get.
Right.
And
if you can make money. This is my money time.
And if you can match Milwaukee, fine, I'll come back and I'll play here. If you can't match, I got to go. I think that's where they're both at. So when they go out and Middleton goes, hey, I got a max offer from Dallas, let's say, right? Because that's who he's linked to. I got a max offer from Dallas. And now he comes back to you. Now, in that time, what are you going to do? Because if you don't renounce his rights, then that's that. You're stuck. It's all done. So I'm glad I'm not in their position. I think they're really in a position where they're stuck and they're going to have to pay him. I think that's what's going to have to happen.
John Horst said with Kane Pittman, he's not going into dollars, but the final quote here, to me, if the player wants to be somewhere and the team wants him to be there and we have success, it all typically works out. 414-799-1250. What do you make of John Horst's comments to Chris Middleton, or about Chris Middleton, as he hits his impending free agency coming up in July? Bucks tied up at a game apiece Friday night. Tomorrow night, Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show back on the air. I'll be in here. Sparky will be in here. Tim Allen will be in here. We'll co-op a little bit. Talk Bucks, talk Brewers. But if the Bucks win on Saturday, people are going to get some food.
That's right. Right after the game on Friday. Mm. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's and get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with the purchase of a medium drink. It really is just that simple. So if the Bucks win tomorrow night, take advantage of it after the game tomorrow night or on Saturday for lunch, let's say, or dinner. You have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's, get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with the purchase of a medium drink.
Throwback Thursday today on the Big Show, brought to you by the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill. It's the grand opening tomorrow at 4 p.m. Guys, it's located in the Deer District across from Fiserv Forum, devoted to all sports. The Mecca Sports Bar will recreate the in-game experience featuring state-of-the-art electronics built around the centerpiece of a 36-foot high-def screen. I can't wait to go see it. Grand opening tomorrow. We're back right after this with the Four Tops on the Fan. energy. Oh, four tops. Okay, see, now this is what you guys need to help me out. You guys know that I'm a younger guy. I didn't know the four tops played this.
Yeah.
Could this, I know this stuff. Could, I like if, this. This is hip-shaking music, baby. Ooh.
If a group today played music like this, could it be successful?
Yes.
Well, no. But
this
you
is
do,
dancing music.
You do kind of have it. Mm-hmm. What's a little short guy with it? Kind of like a little Jerry Curl. He looked kind of Hispanic a little bit, but not really.
Shawn Mendes.
No. He's saying all this kind of stuff, though. He's saying all the hip stuff, R&B. What's his name?
And you're not talking about Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Bruno Mars.
That's
yeah.
what he does.
See,
updated version mm-hmm. of that.
To a degree, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like this kind of music is popular in like
but
mashups. The mashups are kind of more of how it makes it popular now.
But not very many. Yeah.
It's like all the good, some of the best times
but
of
you
music
know,
are all
is,
done.
Well, this is, you know, Milwaukee in his heyday right here, though. I believe this is Kareem and them and Oscar winning championship with Jenny Mac and them. When
is this
was
what,
this?
Is this what they were rocking out to?
I
when,
think
when
so.
They were
at the Mecca, I think. When was this released or came out? I think this is Kareem, Oscar, Jenny Mac and them doing it at the Mecca, winning games, bruh.
Song came out in 1965. Spinning it through on a Friday night.
When did they win?
The
when did they win the championship?
1971.
Okay. Well, yeah, so I'm right sure it carried on.
Oh yeah, no, I mean that's a hit. That's a banger
that's
right
a
there.
Hit.
Yeah, that's a banger. That's not you're not missing that at all.
Downtown Milwaukee, the Mecca, man, they spinning that.
And you can they'll be spinning it, I imagine. Maybe later on at the Mecca Prime Destination. It's the grand opening tomorrow.
Look at you.
Look at that.
Look
the
at
Mecca
you,
Sports
boy.
Bar and Grill, the
Look
grand opening
you.
Coming up tomorrow at 4 p.m., guys, outside of the Deer District. Go check it out.
Hey.
And I'm gonna check it out coming up next week for game 5. What's going on? See, hey, come on, baby. Come on, guys.
There it is.
Let's
Maybe
go.
Broad's breaking out of it. RBI base hit for Broad.
Finally.
After got a home run earlier.
Yes, sir. Within 5. See, it's 10-5. Slice the deficit. Now, if Orlando Arcia knew how to field his position and get a double play ball, we wouldn't be in this mess. Sorry, I digress.
I think Arcia knows how to field his position.
Well, he didn't when he gave up 3 on a double play ball that should have ended the first inning.
I understand.
It's Nolan Arenado. I love that guy, too. 414-799-1250. What do you make of John Horst's comments yesterday about
what
Chris
about
Middleton?
Our nominations for a throwback Thursday?
Let's do that first. Sorry, I got all flustered when we were talking about the Brewers.
Gary, who you got?
Hey, Gary, you won, I believe.
No, I didn't. Did I do the four tops? I don't think I did.
Or was that?
That was Joe Zanzola's ballot via me because I couldn't come up with anybody.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Well, Joe's not here. So what do we?
Right. Joe's not here. Gary,
right.
You go.
Stevie Wonder.
All right. I like that. Stevie?
Well,
no pun intended.
Because they drafted Savage last week. I'll go Savage Garden.
Okay.
I like Savage Garden.
I didn't expect to hear that, but all right. Anthony Mandel on the other side.
Well, I told Joe that since he picked the winner, I would take a nominee from him this week. So he chose Star Wars music.
Jeez.
Okay.
It's got a chance, folks.
Great, it does.
That's got a chance.
ZZ Top. Let's go with that. ZZ Top. Go with one of those or one of your
guy with the long beards and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, they also played, fun fact, it's the Super Bowl, I believe, 1996 when the Packers won in Leroy's team. Super Bowl 31. 414-799-1250. You can also tweet your nominations at 105.7FM The Fan. Use one of our nominations or one of your own. Use the hashtag Big Throwback. If you don't include the hashtag, your vote doesn't count, so we won't know. 414-799-1250. Ronnie, what do you make of John Horst's comments on Chris Middleton? You're on the Fan, Ronnie.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
So I was at the game Tuesday, and I loved everything Middleton was doing for us. And if he can consistently do that in the playoffs, there's no doubt that he's a perfect fit at 2 for us. I mean, he was lights out. The guy was playing really good. I like the whole team did really well together, but he's got a good chemistry with the Bucks, and I like to see him at the 2. I'm holding on that he will stay consistent in the playoffs with us. I mean, he stepped up in a big time for us. We needed that win, so.
Yeah, you did.
Appreciate it. Yeah, you did. And guys, he really kept you in both of the first 2 games at home. Middleton shooting in game 1 is one of the reasons why you were even close at the half to begin with, Sparky.
And this is why he's going to get paid, because people will remember the postseason more than they'll remember the regular season.
As well as they should.
As
this
we
you make your money.
Went through the regular season, everybody and their mother did not want Chris Middleton back at $30-plus million a year.
True.
And now you sit here and you look at it, and if he continues to play well in the postseason, everybody will want Chris Middleton back. And then next season, in the regular season, when he gets into one of his slumps, everybody's going to be madder than all get out because you paid him all this money and he's disappeared for 2 weeks. So
you just got to know that going and that's what's going on.
Well, you have to. At this point, if you've watched the man play in Milwaukee, he's told you he goes through those slumps. You just hope those slumps don't come in the playoffs when you need them.
John Horst says, to me, if the player wants to be somewhere and the team wants him to be there and have success, it typically works itself out. What do you believe in that? 414-799-1250 regarding Chris Middleton's free agency.
When he says when a player wants to be here, does that mean he's expecting Chris Middleton to give something back?
I don't know. Good question.
When a GM says that, does that mean, well, I expect him to play ball with us and not try and take us?
Damn good question.
Because if that's what he thinks, I mean, I guess. I think Bledsoe took less than I thought Bledsoe could have got.
Yep.
So maybe Middleton will do the same.
Maybe those guys are talking. We don't know.
And also, Eric Bledsoe has been to other organizations that consistently lose. So in that sense, Eric Bledsoe has seen the opposite side. Like,
he knows how good Giannis is.
Yeah, Detroit was bad when Chris Middleton was there, but he was working himself out of being a second-round pick. He was just glad he was playing basketball.
He was a rookie.
He was a throw-in.
Things happen. Mike is on the south side. Mike, you're up on the fan. What's up, dude?
Yeah, I think a lot of the stuff that you're hearing now from that horse, I think it's kind of he's covering his rear end, so when free agency does come around, if they don't come to terms with him, he can turn around and say, yeah, well, we at least tried. We just couldn't come to an agreement. Personally, I'm not a big Middleton fan, and he's playing great right now, but you're right. People will complain about him during the regular season because he's not the fastest guy. He's not the quickest guy. He turns the ball over a lot when he puts the ball on the floor. I love Kemba Walker. I'm a big Kemba guy, so
same.
I would rather see him in a lineup. But I'll say this, too. I was watching NBA Jump Show a couple months ago, and Scottie Pippen made a comment because they were talking about Kevin Durant going to New York. And Scottie Pippen came right out and said, I don't know so much about that. He said, right now, Milwaukee's not a bad spot for somebody like Kevin Durant. Whether he heard something or not, I don't know. But that's, to me, it's like we're in a position, too, where we can look at big shots like Kevin Durant because we're a good team.
Appreciate
They're going to want to come here and win.
That's right.
Thanks,
and,
Mike.
And Durant is another guy that doesn't want to deal with media. And he really doesn't have tough media in Golden State by any stretch of the imagination. So,
no, you think people, Gary, you think people in Milwaukee can be homers in the media? I mean, Golden State, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I just think
we got one on our airwaves.
It is going to be a risk because you can do that. I believe you have to renounce Middleton. So then he's gone,
sure.
And he goes somewhere else, and then you have to hope and pray that you can get somebody, which means you're going to have to really do your homework and make sure that whoever is telling you they are coming here is really actually coming here and aren't going to dupe you and go somewhere else, and then you're left holding the bag.
What do you make of John Horst's comments of Chris Middleton? 414-799-1250. Your calls after this. We got an update from Miller Park with our fans, Chuck Freeman. Your shot at $1,000 comes up in 2 minutes.
Another day, another night. I long to hold you tight. Cause I'm so lonely. Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving. Some say it's a sign of weakness.
Four Tops on a Throwback Thursday. You can go with one of our nominations, Stevie Wonder, Savage Garden, Star Wars music from Joe Zanzola, or ZZ Top, tweeted at 105.7 FM The Fan using the hashtag Big Throwback. Throwback Thursday presented today by the Mecca Bar and Grill outside of Fiserv Forum. Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, talking to you right now about the comments Kane Pittman had from Bucks general manager John Horst yesterday. Read you the Cliff Notes version, the last part of it. To me, if the player wants to be somewhere and the team wants him to be there and have success, typically it all works out. Latrell is downtown. He's up on the fan. What's going on, Trell?
Hey, guys. I believe that we need to keep Chris Middleton, and I believe he's been through the thick and thin with us, just with Giannis, and I believe if anybody's available, we need to get a three. Whoever is a wing player, we need a wing player that can be consistent and we need to sign Lopez and Brogdon.
Appreciate the
Milton,
call.
Milton, I think he will take. I think he'll take a discount. I think he will.
All right.
All right. Appreciate the call, Latrell.
Thanks, Latrell.
Sorry, I apologize to people and I step on them sometimes when they're getting their point out because sometimes I misread the vocalized pauses in there. But I understand what he's saying is, Gary, he's been through the wars with Giannis, and that's sometimes you can't put a price tag on camaraderie.
No, you can't, and you're trying to show him some love that way. I mean, you know, we'll have to see how this all shake out. How much are you going to want to give him of that? I mean, it's just a weird, tough situation. You know that you're probably overpaying this guy. Depends on what it is.
Sure.
And so we know that's going in. And is that, I mean, it's much like what you said. You know, you're taking a shot at that 10.
Right. You're the grass is always greener on the other side.
Right.
But sometimes the grass doesn't get cut.
Yeah, that 7's ready to go home right now. But you're shooting for the moon over there, and you don't know if you can get her or not. You ain't got it sealed in, but the 7 says, I'm ready.
And sometimes you don't even know what her name is, and you're thinking that you're having an opportunity.
Right. Yeah. And so that's a good analogy, really, where the Milwaukee Bucks are, because they know what they have in Chris Middleton. They know what he got. These are great calls we're getting. I'm just curious to see if the Bucks go into a little slump here and Middleton doesn't do what he's supposed to do, or whether people still feel the same way. People are so hot and cold with this guy.
Yeah, very much so.
He's the most polarizing figure, I think,
they're
in the Milwaukee
so
media right now.
With this guy.
He's no pretty much been the last 6 months, Sparky.
Yeah, very much so. And the media members, for the most part, tend to side with Middleton and defend Middleton when given the opportunity. And the fan base, like Gary said, seems to be hot and cold depending on how he's playing at that given point. That's how I've read it from the get-go. I mean, if you talk to the guys that cover the team, Velasquez, name those guys, they pretty much will defend Middleton to the hilt and say, you know, he's a really good basketball player, so
Sevelin.
Forth. And all that stuff. So, but at the same point, you know, are those guys wanting to pay over $30 million a year? I'm not quite sure that's something that they want to do. But like I said before, it's not our money. And I think Middleton is a complete fool if he plays here for, you know, 22, 23 million when he could get 30 million or somewhere else, because there's no guarantee he'll get another big contract after this one.
No, there isn't.
If you're Milton, I think you have to play it. If you don't, look, if he takes a hometown discount, if that's what he does, as a Bucks fan, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Like, all for it.
Love him. I think 22 jerseys are going to be flying off the shelves.
I think it's a horrible business decision. But, yeah, if you want to take a hometown discount to stay here in Milwaukee and play with Giannis,
so,
great.
Let me ask you this. So what's that number he's looking at?
At least 30.
All right, so what's a hometown discount for you?
22, 23. That's a lot of money a year.
So you're leaving $8 million on the table.
$7-8 million a year.
Yeah.
And
I mean, that could be $40 million over 5 years.
Yeah, no.
But if I'm Chris
That's a
Middleton,
lot of money.
Aren't you also having the conversation, if I'm going to take less money, do I go and talk to 34 and make sure he's going to take a little bit less money?
What 34 essentially? What? Because I think he's already done that.
Because he can go for a supermax and make close to $50 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you want to talk about Aaron Rodgers hamstringing a team with his contract?
Yeah, well, Aaron Rodgers taking all the money.
Look at a lot of teams with supermaxes. Look at John Wall. That team is
nothing.
Can't do
screwed.
Anything.
Yep, they're totally screwed.
Travis is on the north side. Travis, what do you make of John Horst's comments about Chris Middleton?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Yeah.
I think that they're going to keep him. I think they'll match whatever offer he gets out there.
I agree.
Maybe take a little bit of a hometown discount. I don't know. I mean, that's yet to be seen. It would be awesome if he does. Like you said, Sparky, it would be great for Milwaukee. It would be great for that team just to show that camaraderie on that team. It would be something real special. Bill Michaels was talking about that. But, I mean, I expect this ownership group, if this team can make it to, say, the NBA Finals or Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals, I know we're a ways away from that, but if they can make it, I do expect them to go into that luxury tax. I mean, man, I'm going into my luxury tax, going to these games, paying $17 for a cocktail. So,
yes.
And I'm willing to support my team like that. But I'd love to see an ownership group that's willing to put a good team on the floor, especially a team that's willing to compete and they're young. And I personally think that Chris Middleton does have a little bit of room to grow within Budenholzer's system. I mean, this is their first year playing in this system, and you can see how they're balling out together. I just think they still do have room to grow together within this system.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call. And two, when you look at growth, right? Like, you learn how to win together, Gary.
No, you do.
And they're still learning how to win together at this moment.
They are. And, you know, people think these guys are going to go to the championship game. And they're still learning.
And they're still learning how to play together. It's crazy to look at. Let's grab one more before a break. Let's grab Javier on the south side of Milwaukee. What's going on, Javier?
What's up, Javi? Javi.
Good call.
Oh, Javi, good call. Just put him on hold. Throw him on hold. Yeah, he was waiting. Let's grab Mike and Racine. Consolation prize. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. You know, I guess I look at it the other way. I don't think he's taking a hometown discount.
What do you think?
I think he's in a position right now to make a hell of a lot more money long term. I don't think Chris Middleton's a guy that's going to go anywhere without the surroundings he has in Milwaukee and really get anything further. You know, he's a 30 to 40% shooter. He's tall. He's lengthy. He fits into our system great. But what is he really going to do if he gets to a team that he doesn't have the supporting cast that he has now? You know, so I think he'd be doing himself a favor, staying put where he's at, and carrying on with his game. Versus, you know, is anybody going to? You're going to see it on SportsCenter if Chris Middleton signs for somebody for $30 million.
Yes,
there might be a blurb about it, but it's only because that's what the paying rate is. But
correct,
he's not a guy that's going to go anywhere and make a difference, in my opinion, unless he has. Similar to what he has now.
Well, look at Dallas. Dallas is the team. It's Luka and it's Porzingis, and he's the third piece.
But yeah, right. But he's got to have that. He's got to have that, though. But you know, at the same time, I still don't see that because the way the Bucks play, they don't play like those guys. Yeah, and Middleton's not a slasher. You know, is he a slasher?
Well, he's definitely not just a three-point shooter like how they're playing him currently. He's definitely not that. Middleton wants to play how Boston plays. That's how Middleton wants to play. But he was told he can't by Budenholzer when Budenholzer came here and said, instead, work on your three-point game. We're not fans of the mid-range jumper.
Mike.
And that was Middleton's strength throughout his career. Middleton was closer to like a Rip Hamilton, I think, more than anything else throughout this whole ordeal.
ISO, go 15, 18 feet out and play with the basketball. Right.
Yeah. That's kind of who he was. Mm-hmm. And now you're asking him to change his game to benefit Bud's system. Instead of working Bud's system around Middleton, which obviously you shouldn't do because you have Giannis and you're trying to win with Giannis, so everybody has to conform to make Giannis's job easier, which it still hasn't been all year. But that's what you're trying to get done at the end of the day.
Do you think Chris Middleton would take a hometown discount if he threw in a set of Brooklyn and sheets for him?
Well, if he takes the real deal, he could just buy Brooklyn and sheets.
Yes, sure.
He could buy Brooklyn and sheets for like 15 bedrooms.
Well, a lot more than that. Well, yeah.
With like one game check.
Look, yeah, that's a lot of money he's going to make. Giannis could buy five or six Brooklinens. Hey, you spent a third of your life in your sheets. It's about time for a bedding upgrade. I wasn't a believer myself. I was like, they're just sheets. Get out of here. It doesn't make a difference. I was dead wrong. It does make a difference. This is a huge, huge deal. There is a reason why Brooklyn and Sheets was named the winner of the Best of Online Bedding category by Good Housekeeping, because they are worth it. Soft, cozy sheets that you are going to look forward to going home to every night and getting some good sleep. Not only do you sleep good, but you're more rested the next day. And again, sheets are a large part of it, more so than you probably even believe at this time. Founded in early 2014 by husband and wife team Vicky and Rich, their mission is simple and one of my favorites of any company. Make five-star hotel quality sheets more affordable and easy to order. Most bedding is marked up as much as 300% when they found that out. That's when they decided, well, you know what? Maybe we should help everybody else out, including ourselves. And then you can mix and match over 25 colors and patterns to make your bedroom just right. My Brooklyn and sheets are the most comfortable sheets I've slept on. Couldn't recommend them more if you're looking to treat yourself or a loved one to a budding upgrade. Not just yourself. Maybe get them for your parents. For a limited time, Brooklinen.com is celebrating their fifth birthday. 5 years now. Get 20% off site-wide when you shop at Brooklinen.com. But now only until May 7th. That's it. Only till the 7th. So you are running out of time. Shop their biggest event to date. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 20% off site-wide is to go to brooklinen.com only until Tuesday, May 7th. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever.
What do you make of John Horst's plea that Chris Middleton is wanting to stay here? But at what price does camaraderie come? Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
Now, wait a minute. Didn't I teach you right now, baby? Didn't I? Didn't I do the best I could? Now, didn't I? So don't you leave me standing.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, the Four Tops, bringing you out of the breaks today on a Throwback Thursday presented by the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill. Yes, the grand opening tomorrow at 4 p.m.
When did you say this? Oh, that was the last song. This song here, when was this song released?
This is Standing in the Shadows of Love.
Yeah. Was that in the 60s as well?
Pull that up. I would imagine so, but I would be speaking completely out of context if
okay.
I did that. I don't like speaking out of context.
The last one was 65.
And
they won a championship in 71.
This song was released in 1964 by the Four Tops. Since You've Been Gone.
64-65 Bucks team. You want to pull that up?
Sure.
Just, you know, a little nostalgia. See who was on that roster. Was Johnny Mack on it? Well, maybe before Johnny Mack.
Yeah, I think it was.
Was Johnny Mack here before Kareem?
I believe this was before the Milwaukee Bucks.
Was it before Milwaukee Bucks? When did the Bucks get here, Steve, you know?
1968.
I think it was 68. Okay. Right? Am I right? Is that what it was?
That's the first one I'm finding, yes.
Yes.
1968-69 yeah. under Larry Costello.
Who's at 68-69? You got any names? Oh, that was it.
We got Jay Miller. John McLaughlin was on that
Johnny
team.
Mack!
Wayne Embry was on that club.
Really?
Fred Hetzel.
Oh,
your
Fred.
Boy,
yeah, oh, Fred.
Your boy, Flynn Robinson, number 21.
Flynn, yeah.
Sparky's guy, Bob Weiss, point guard out of Pennsylvania
he
State.
He could shoot it.
Oh, he could light it up.
Let it go.
Yeah. Man, Bob Love was on that club.
Bob Love, Detroit Piston.
Bobby Love.
They've got a floor. I think the floor is named after Bob Love in Detroit.
And Dick Cunningham.
Oh, Dick.
From Murray State.
Yeah.
Fun fact, that's probably where the number 2 overall pick will come from this year in John Morant. So there you go.
So how many guys are on team? 6?
No, they had a few other ones. I just couldn't pronounce their names,
okay,
so I didn't try to pronounce
any
their
names. Any afros in that picture? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like there was no team picture. I was just reading through the stat sheet.
Oh, there's no team picture. Okay.
Yeah, there was
probably
no team
wasn't.
I don't know if they're, yeah.
Sideburns, you know.
Right,
guys.
Plenty of that.
You know?
Was that would that be like straight Flint Tropics looking kind of
thing? Oh, if you find a picture. Mandela, see if you can find a picture of that 68 team real quick.
68-69
bucks. 68-69 bucks. See if you can find. That will be. Maybe we post that or something.
You think Jay on the north side was around for the 68-69 bucks?
No, not Jay. Jay's parents, though, they were around. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, Jay? You're on the Fan.
Hey, how y'all doing? What's up, Big Show?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, I was more than just a sparkle in my dad's eye. I was around at 68. I was like 2 years old. So.
All right, so Jay was born in what, 66?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Right here in Milwaukee?
Right here in Milwaukee,
my
born and raised.
All right, Jay.
Yeah. So, I didn't hear the individual's comments that you're talking about, but I did catch you. I turned it on just as he got done. And, my input on Chris Middleton, I think, is going to be based on his body of work in these playoffs and hopefully in the finals. And if he's an integral part of the success that we have in the playoffs this year is gonna really determine his value and whether we want to keep him. If his body of work is just if the determination is just based upon the regular season and what he's given us for these past couple of years, just in the regular season, then he's just a guy. I think pretty much. He gives us something again this year in the playoffs. I think I really don't think there's a way you can see to let him go and release him due to the body of work in the playoffs, as well as the chemistry that he has with the rest of the team. So, and the other thing I wanted to add, Gary.
Yes.
You really need to go ahead and nominate Funkadelic, one of these.
Parliament Funkadelics?
Yeah.
Okay. Next Thursday, you need to call and remind me because I'd be forgetting stuff sometimes. But that would be a good one. Parliament. The first time
I forgetting what you had for breakfast. Today.
Yeah, the first time I saw them, Jay, was in Columbus, Georgia.
Oh, did this?
Yeah,
the mothership
they had the mothership, and Bootsy Collins came out the mothership, cause
yeah,
with the smoke.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that one?
The first time I saw them, I was 13 years old with one of my best friends. First concert I ever saw is at the Riverside. They were at the Riverside Theater, and the mothership came down.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah, it was the same show. Thanks for your phone call. Yeah, that was – I think that might have been the first show I ever – I think that was the first show I ever seen without my mom.
Okay, so is that the concert that you went to when you were in the costume?
That wasn't that one. That was the one that had the monkey suit on. That was like
wait, what?
Not a monkey
I remember
suit.
This story
I had like a monkey
what? Like a gorilla head.
Gorilla head. Yeah, gorilla head on. And I went without my mom that one too.
I can't imagine your mother walking into a concert with you wearing a monkey head.
It
now.
Was like, what's Grandmaster Flash in them? That's
Why
who it was.
Why were you okay. wearing
at,
this?
At Hugh Mills State, because I was a bad kid, man. I mean, I'm lucky I'm here today, man. But, yeah, so my mom goes, I get home. It was like Grandmaster Flash and all them, and all the whole, all of them, you know, okay. breakdance, all that. I got, well, then the next day my mom goes, I know you wouldn't, were you at a concert with a monkey head on, with a mask on? I go, no, Mom, that wasn't me.
No, it wasn't me, Mom. No, it wasn't me.
I was a fool, you hear me? With a monkey head on, mask
That's
on.
That's an F-O-O-W.
You're a fool, you know what I mean? But the first concert I ever saw, and this was at Hugh Mills Stadium too, was James Brown with my mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
That was, and it was a Please, Please Don't Go one. It was a Please, Please Don't Go tour. They like a Please, Please Don't Go tour. And that, yeah, it was unbelievable. And then I know the first one I saw was the Mothership. That was in Columbus, Georgia. The Mothership was up, man. Woo.
And that was the first one you went to without your mom.
Woo.
Yeah, that's a game changer. That's a game changer. Woo. Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah, that's a game changer.
Google Parliament. You ever heard of Parliament Funkadelics?
I probably,
they've won
same
before.
Thing. I probably
Have
know
they
them.
Won before?
Yeah.
George Clinton, I think.
George Clinton,
solo,
yeah. Too. George Clinton, Bootsy Collins and all them.
Yeah. I know George Clinton.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's part of Don Nelson's poker games.
Is he really?
Fun fact.
Oh, they are blazing then if he's part of that. Are you for real?
Kidding me? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's 20 after 4 he every
was,
game.
Basically, he was Snoop Dogg before Snoop Dogg was Snoop Dogg. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get what you're saying. Kendrick on the north side. You get what he's saying? You're on the fan.
What's happening, fellas?
Yeah, Ken, did you see Parliament Funkadelics, Mothership?
No, I know all about them, but I haven't been blessed to see them in person. But that would be great, man. Yeah. I probably would just turn down y'all and wait for y'all to play that music. It would be lovely.
All right,
but
oh wow, thanks, man.
All right, go ahead.
I love you guys, but that's Parliament.
Yeah.
But this Chris Middleton thing, we talked about this all year, and if you guys remember anything I say. Like a good friend of mine, Todd, says,
what do you say?
Is he going to get better when we give him all this money?
No.
Nope.
No, he ain't getting better.
And I say a guy we should try to, if we're going to let him go, I say get Tobias Harris, a guy we should have never let go.
Middleton's better than Tobias Harris.
You think so?
What did you say?
Middleton's better than Tobias Harris.
You think so?
I don't think so.
I'd rather have Middleton.
And he can slash. I like him. I would like that guy better than Middleton. I mean, he was putting up numbers with the Clippers.
Sure was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure he was. No doubt. Appreciate the call. Now that's a conversation that we can get into. Chris Middleton or Tobias Harris? Because I don't know how many people would back you.
Yeah, I don't know about.
I don't know where I'm on that fence though.
That's a good one.
I'd really have to look into some more of the numbers for that.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have Chris Middleton. I don't even have to think about it.
Wow, okay, because you are so mad about that Tobias Harris trade.
I like Tobias Harris a lot,
yeah.
But I don't know.
Okay.
I'll take Chris Middleton, yeah, for sure.
Could that change in the Eastern Conference Finals if these two teams play each other?
No.
No, okay, all right. We'll bring this back at 5 o'clock. What do you think of John Horst's comments? But get into some Packer conversation and some conversation I love. It involves Las Vegas. There's not much better than that. Although there is something better than that, Sparky.
There is?
Yeah,
what
Harry's
is that?
Razors.
How
hairy! Can't
razors.
You tell how clean my shave looks? You see how nice and tight I look?
Well, because you are on a microphone, I can hear all the stubble that you're currently.
Mm. Well, I forgot to shave today, but
I mean, you
shaved yesterday.
You did shave yesterday. That's good. See,
sooner or later, this puberty thing is going to kick in, and I'm going to have a full beard.
Sooner or later.
Sooner or later.
That would help the voice. Harry's Razors. Now, did you know that the average guy will spend 3,000 hours of his lifetime shaving? Did you know that? That's 4 months of your life overpaying for poor-performing razors. You're welcome. Hey, now this is the deal. You get a nice, smooth, close shave. And yeah, most of you would probably have to be past puberty by this point in order to use it, I would agree. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. All you have to do is use the keyword Sparky at Harry's. Harry's.com. Now, Harry's founders were two regular guys tired of paying for overpriced gimmicks just like you and myself. They combine a simple, clean design with quality, durable blades at a fair price. And Harry's believes in their product so much that they'll give you your money back if you don't love your shave, which you will, like I love mine. There's a 100% quality guarantee. But we're talking about $3. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code SPARKY at Harry's.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for $3 and free shipping when you use code SPARKY, S-P-A-R-K-Y, at Harry's.com. Go to Harry's.com today. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Use the code word SPARKY at checkout to claim your offer and let them know I sent you to help support The Big Show.
You got a chance at $1,000 coming up in 2 minutes after Anthony Mandel and my man Chuck Freeman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.